When you're in an Uber or a Lyft for that matter, do you actually like to have a conversation with your driver? Or are you like, hey, shut up, trying to relax back here and I don't know you. You're kind of creepy. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Uber has launched an option for what they call quiet mode. In a recent update to the app, I don't know if Porkchop's seen this yet because he does drive for Uber and Lyft on the side. Riders, not the drivers, riders can now specify if they like quiet ride or if they want more of an open chat with their Uber driver. The feature is only available for Uber Black users, so we have to upgrade, guys. And as of now, there will be an additional charge for the quiet mode. So this is a ripoff. I have to get your best vehicle and I've got to pay more to actually have the quiet mode. I think there should just be a sign when you get in there and they hold up talk, no talk. And you're like, thumbs up, thumbs down.
As soon as I saw this, I thought immediately, Joe would never use this.
Of course not,
and
Alex.
I would always use this.
Do you know why?
I don't like dead silence. I don't want to talk to the driver, really. I just want to sit there and relax. But I do want music on. What I don't like is I'd rather talk to you than just have it awkwardly silent. That's the worst.
Do you know why I wouldn't do that? First of all, I didn't realize when I saw this story that you have to pay for it. I have to get the best vehicle.
Well, yeah, that is a different reason.
That's a whole other reason I'm too cheap for that, but I don't like having super in-depth conversations necessarily, but I don't mind the small chat. I don't mind that. I hate complete silence. So to not talk at all, unless I was working on something, let's say I was a traveling person for work and I was going from the airport to the hotel.
Working on your
laptop. Don't bother me. Or if every day I took an Uber in for a commute and you were trying to get stuff done.
Yeah.
But other than that, I actually genuinely like talking to people. We had listeners the other day. It's not there anymore, but on Instagram, I sold a bike to somebody online and they were a Joe and Alex Show listener. And I talked to them for 20 minutes. Now, I don't know if they wanted to talk to me. Maybe they wanted to have a quiet mode in that conversation. They're like, you know what? We don't want the bike. But either way, I like talking to people, but I don't know about the quiet mode.
See, I don't mind people coming up to me and wanting to talk to me in public or things like that. I don't mind that at all. I like that. But for some reason, when I'm in an Uber or Lyft, I just don't want to talk for the most part.
The person who's amazingly silent on this right now is the Uber driver, Porkchop. Do you like this quiet mode? Do you think this could help you with your rating or could it hurt it?
Well, yeah, I did see this. And first of all, I knew I was out immediately because my car does not qualify for Uber Black.
Yeah, only thing black about your car is it's, black.
Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely not new enough. So, I mean, yeah, I saw this. But the thing is, I'm a good judge. I can tell if someone wants to talk with me or not. If they want to talk, I'll talk with them.
Yeah.
If I can tell they don't want to talk, I won't talk with them.
I don't know.
This feature, Joe, is for people like you. If you were an Uber driver, mm-hmm. you would just talk to everyone.
There are the drivers that just can't, they do not have that awareness. Porkchop is good about that, but the ones that just want to, they constantly, and you give, what I hate is if they are trying to talk and I'm not, I'm trying to call somebody, I'm trying to work on something, I am doing something else and I don't want to have a conversation, I say conversation ending things Yeah, it is fun. I'm not continuing the conversation, and they will still try. That's what's so annoying to me. If I am really participating and asking the questions back, then I am in a talky mood. But you have to be able to tell that when you're having a conversation with your passengers.
So one time I had an Uber my fifth year of college. I was super, super hungover, and he was driving me to where my car was. And because I didn't want to drive home to wherever I was because I was drinking. So the next morning he was driving me. I was answering all one word answers. He was asking me a bunch of questions. I did not want to talk. It was the last thing I wanted to do. But I found out he played football at a school of a guy that I thought was really hot. And he played football at that same school. And so he ended up knowing who I was talking about because he was an alumni. And he, the next time he saw him, he put in a good word for me.
No way.
And
wow,
me and this guy,
I didn't know you trade him in like that. Okay.
Me and this guy started talking just because his Uber driver. So if I never would have talked to him,
whoa,
I probably never would have happened. And also, every single weekend for probably a total of 10 weekends that school year, he was my Uber driver on Saturday or Sunday mornings when I was getting a ride back to my car. And we ended up being really good friends and knew so much about each other. He was an older man. Then we would stop and run through Starbucks. He wouldn't charge me extra for the extra trip. We became BFFs.
Can you deny somebody a ride, Porkchop? On there as a driver, can you be oh, nope, I'm not driving Joe?
Yes, no. Well, it depends.
Explain.
So when you get a request, all it says is where the person is and how far you are from them. So you have 5 seconds to decide. So then I click that. Then I see, oh, it's Joe, and, you know, you got to go get him. So I go there and get him, and once you're there, like, I mean, technically, if I see you walking towards me, I can be like, oh, shoot, cancel and drive away. But you're not supposed to do that.
Because I would be, as a driver, which I think I'm considering now that you guys bring this up, I think I'd be a great Uber driver. I think I'm going to do it just for the, side money just during the day, because I do like to talk to people, you know, and I'm lonely. So, but if somebody gives me the quiet mode, I'm canceling that ride. You're not going to tell me that I can't talk to you. Who are you?
Literally, this is the most Joe thing ever. You would do that.
They're the customer. They're paying you. That's who they are.
Dude, imagine Joe as a waiter. He would be the worst waiter in the world.
Oh, I couldn't
even
stand it.
Because the customer is always right. And
couldn't
Joe would
stand
be like,
it.
No! No!
That's not even true. I think I'd be one of the best waiters because I'd be attentive. I hate when they don't refill
your
drink.
You sit in the booth. You sit down in the booth and try to talk.
They do that at Hooters. What's the problem with it? Dude, a guy can't do it?
This is exactly what would happen. Someone would be like, oh, I would like no tomatoes on my burger. Joe would be talking away. He would forget the no tomatoes
on
the
burger. Did you know how tomatoes are made?
Yeah. And then the burger would come with tomatoes and the customer would get mad and he would blame it on the customer.
Well, you were distracting me when we were having that conversation about tomatoes. I mean, what do you expect?
Are you
I was
talking
trying to
about
talk to
your
you.
Service work,
no,
live,
this
in the short-term service industry?
No, I will say I was a terrible, terrible waitress, but my teammates, the other waiters and waitresses around me helped me a lot, and my charm made up for it. But I was a terrible waitress.
I would love to if a restaurant would let us come in there for like how long is a shift? Like 4 or 5 hours?
You lasted 5 minutes on your shift at McDonald's.
Yeah, okay, Alex. It's hard if they don't train you.
So you want to go back?
And you see an order for 2 quarter pounders, you assume it's a double quarter pounder, okay? How do I know?